Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk with Adam. I'm your host, Adam Glover. Along tonight with me, I have a co-host. His name is Bryce Peters. What's up, Bryce?
What's up? How's it going?
It's going good, man. How about you?
Can't complain.
All right, so tonight on our show, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be introducing ourselves a little more in depth from the last episode, since we gave a little background. We'll give a little more background tonight. And this week's quote of the podcast is going to be, "Sometimes life is about risking everything for a dream no one can see but you. Always chase that dream and never give up on that dream."
I like that. That's good.
All right. So to start off tonight, for those of you who don't know, my name is Adam Glover. I went to Cairo High School from 2012 to 2016. I went to Bainbridge State College for the first 2 years of my college career. I'm pursuing a sports broadcasting, sports journalism background for, my master's and my bachelor's. I write for the Camilla Enterprise in Camilla, Georgia. I write for local Pelham teams, baseball, basketball, football, softball, any of the few. My number one writing would be probably for the football team in Pelham. I'm also on the coaching staff for the Hornets. Thankful for Coach Dondro Pinkins. And last year I helped out with the Pelham baseball team, and this year I'll be helping out just a little, not as much, but just a little with the baseball team with Coach Ron Best. So far, the baseball team is 4-1-1 with a tied game with Bakington Charter that will be finished later on in the season on March 19th. The football team finished 12-1. It was a great season writing for the Hornets. It's my first full season. I wrote 13 articles. We made the semifinals of the state playoffs. Lost to Irwin County. Came up a little short, 23-6 in the semifinals. One game from the Dome. We had some miraculous games last season, though. We beat ECI 40-36 in a miraculous comeback. And then we beat Greene County 49-20 in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, which put us next to the Irwin County game, which they were the number one seed, and we were the four seed. So basically, I really want to chase my dream of sports broadcasting and sports journalism. I want to get my name out there. That's why I started this podcast. People know me around the city of Pelham. They talk to me. And it's cool to get my name out there and for people to know who I am when they see me on the streets. But basically, I just want to get my name out there, and I want to grow in this system. And maybe one day a college will pick up on it or see that, and I can shoot for another level. But my dream job is to be an anchor on a sports TV show, possibly even ESPN. That would be the biggest thing ever. But I'm going to turn it over to Bryce now, and Bryce, why don't you give us a little introduction about yourself?
Okay. I don't have as much as Adam does, but I went to Cairo High School as well from 2012 to 2016, same year as Adam. I played baseball from 2013 to 2016. I didn't play my freshman year. If you listen to the podcast from last week, you would know. But, then I went down to Florida, went to college there for about 2 years. I went for sports medicine. Ended there, didn't finish. I plan on going back. I still want to pursue sports medicine, be able to be on the field one day. That's a dream. Adam has his dream of being, going for ESPN, and my dream is just to be on the field somewhere. I know I'll probably have to start small, but it's all about building your way up to the highest point, and that's what I want to be. And I've been all around sports my whole life, playing it, going to games, everything, and being friends with Adam, that just goes a long way because we're both very, very interested in it. And his background of doing the Pelham Journal and his sports page on Facebook and going to the games and running all of the scoreboards and everything, that's a background. It informs me more. And that's why, I'm riding along with him on this podcast. And it's all him. He's the main person. He's the mastermind behind everything. I'm just here to help him along, have a little fun with it. But that's about it for me. And I'm short and sweet.
All right. Well, so what people don't really know about me and Bryce is we've been best friends all of our life, basically brothers. We've always been with each other. It used to be an every weekend thing, honestly. We applied at the same colleges. I know at one time we were thinking about going to Southeastern University, the Fire, in Lakeland, Florida. We both applied there. Real big private school, though, so it's kind of hard to get into.
It was for the same thing, too, the same major.
Yeah, it was crazy because I remember we always wanted the same thing for each other. We wanted to support and push each other to go after the things. So I never really explained where I'm going to college after I leave Bainbridge State, which is now ABAC at Bainbridge. I've looked at Valdosta State for broadcasting. I've looked at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in North Georgia and Atlanta. And just the other day, I applied at Jacksonville University about 3 weeks ago. And I just got a message back about 2 days ago. My application was under review, and I woke up the next morning, and I got accepted into Jacksonville University. If I were to pursue my sports career there, I have an opportunity to do so after being accepted to the Jacksonville Dolphins.
Why am I just hearing about this?
I kept it on the low key. I haven't really told anybody, but
awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool, and it might happen. It might pan out. Hopefully, it will. But for those of you who know, GHSA has a rule that all 2019 football schedules should be released by March 1st or be submitted to the GHSA office by March 1st. So Pelham's 2019 football schedule came out today after finishing 12-1 last year and 10-0 in region, the defending region champions. So basically, our schedule is the same as last year. We have a few more away games than we do home games. We only have 4 home games this year because we didn't travel much last year. So to start the season off, we're going to be playing Macon County in Montezuma, Georgia. That's going to be on August 23rd. Last season, we beat Macon County 41-0. Then we will play Randolph Clay at home. We beat them 57-0 last year. And the next game will be on September 6th. We host Bakington, and we beat them for a school record last year, 63-0. And then on September 20th, we will travel to Dawson, Georgia, which is Terrell County. We beat them 65-0 to break another school record last year. So we broke the school record twice in the season, game after game. And then the first team to score on us last year was Miller County, and we will travel to them on September 27th in Colquitt, Georgia. We beat them 63-20 last year. Then we will play host to Stewart County on October 11th, which will most likely be the homecoming game. And that score last year was 55-14. And October 18th, we will host Chatco, beat them 48-6 after Hurricane Michael this past season. We traveled up there that Friday night, and it was really hectic. We drove all the way to Columbus, and they didn't really get hit. So we basically went to Columbus, ate dinner, and then drove down to Caseta and played the football game. We didn't have really any fans at all due to the fact no one had power, and we couldn't shower or anything in Pelham or Grady or Mitchell County. It was just a rough scene. On October 25th, we will travel to Calhoun County. And last season, we beat them 56-0 on November 1st, which is usually when we play Mitchell County. But due to the fact that the season will have 2 bye weeks, which we usually have 2 bye weeks, but the way we set up this season, we will play Seminole County away on November 1st. We beat them 63-19. And then the next game will be on November 8th, which will – the last 3 seasons it's came down to Pelham and Mitchell County. This year, Pelham will travel to Mitchell County. Last year, Mitchell County came to the Hornets' Nest and lost 34-13. And the Hornets took home the region title. The year before that, Mitchell County won 22-0. And the year before that, it was a big blowout victory for the Hornets. Actually, it wasn't a blowout. It was 29-26. The Hornets won at the Hornets Nest. And that was the first time we won the Region 1A title in a few years. And so that's the 2019 schedule for the Hornets. And I have a couple of words from a couple of the players. We have an offensive and defensive lineman, if I'm not mistaken, number 58, Gary. He said that this season is going to be about unfinished business from 2018. We need to play harder, we need to play stronger, and we need to play great for our lower and our upperclassmen, and we need to shoot for a state championship and region title. Number 7, Cam Bailey stated, he's a wide receiver, stated that we also need to play more as a team and to get the crowd more active in and during the series, during the season. And offensive and defensive lineman Joe Mango, which is number 50, he also says that we need to play more as brothers. It's a brotherhood. As all of you know, last season we had a motto. It was family. Forget about me, I love you. And that was our motto for the 2018 season. So basically that will be our motto for this season, along with UB19, which stands for unfinished business. So we will do our best for the Hornets Nation, and we hope to keep the crowd pumped, and we hope to also just go out there and do our best and try to win a state championship and region title for the fans in Pelham, Georgia. So our star topics tonight are going to be Cairo beating Bainbridge in a 3-0 shutout on Monday night, and Pelham's ace threw a shutout against Seminole County, winning 4-0 last night. So Bryce is going to start first with the Cairo story, and I will follow with the Pelham story. Take it away, Bryce.
All right. So as Adam said, Cairo played on Monday against the Bainbridge Bearcats. It's a rival anywhere. No matter what sport it is, it's always a good game because they pretty much hate each other. But Cairo won 3-0. This was on Monday. And Cairo had 5 hits in the ball game, and Bainbridge had 3. Let's see. So our top hitters were DJ Collins. DJ went 0-for-2 but had 1 RBI on the game. And he also had a stolen base. And then Garrett Gaines went 2-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs. JT Andrews went 1-for-1 with a walk. And Cam Cooper went 0-for-1 with 2 RBIs and 2 sac flies. Christian McDougal, who was one of the seniors, was hit by pitch. So like I said before on the podcast last week, this is a pretty young team. There's only 4 seniors. There's a senior type person in JT Andrews. He's been playing for a while, probably since he was real, real young. And he has that mentality of a senior being able to go out there and perform in his best way. And so you have 4 seniors, and then you have JT and everybody else is, you know, they're good players, but they're supporting the supporting group of the juniors and the sophomores, and they're young and still learning, but a good 3-0 win against Bainbridge is real well. You had Blake Touchton on the mound. He pitched six of the seven innings. He gave up 5 hits and 2 walks, but he had 11 strikeouts on the day, which is really well. He pitched 97 pitches, and 61 of them were strikes, and he faced 23 hitters. So throwing 11 strikeouts against a Bainbridge squad is real well, because, you know, Bainbridge goes up aggressive all of the time, and only giving up 5 hits. He pitched all but 1 inning. The last inning, Garrett Gaines came in and closed the door on him. He pitched for 1 inning, of course. 1 strikeout. He faced 13. He threw 13 pitches, and 9 of them were strikes. So, again, that's a really good game just to have them underneath their belt. That they they needed that win after losing the Worth the other day. And so you have really good people on your squad. They knew they changed it around a little bit. You had Cameron Cooper in left field, and then Garrett was in center. Benji Prince was at first again. He did very well defensively. But for the most part, it's a very good game for Cairo. Cairo went out there and played the best that they could and won 3-0. And I think their next game would be in a couple days. I'm not sure who they play. Adam, do you know?
On March 1st, which is supposed to be Friday, they should play Worth County at home. And then they have a doubleheader Saturday against Jefferson Davis. They play at 1, or they play at 12, and they play at 3:30.
And so they're going to be looking. Yeah, so they're going to be looking for revenge or, you know, even redemption against Worth at their house after losing that game in the eighth inning last week. So they're going to try to get there again and beat the Rams. And so that means that's a good game coming out hot with a 3-0 win against Bainbridge. That confidence boost is just going to ride with them all the way to Sylvester. So we're just going to hope they get that dub as well. But, yeah, that's all I have, Adam.
All right. Well, last night, February 26th, the game started at 6 o'clock. The Pelham Hornets faced the Seminole County Indians. So I'm going to read the game changer recap, and then I'm going to give my words. The final box score was 4-0 Pelham over Seminole County. Excuse me. So the recap reads, Cale Wiggum throws shutout as Pelham Hornets varsity team defeats Seminole County Indians. Cale Wiggum shut down Seminole County, throwing a complete game shutout and leading the Pelham Hornets to a 4-0 victory on Tuesday. The Hornets got on board in the second inning when Jake Tucker grounded out, scoring one run in the top of the second. A single by Williams in the second inning was a positive for the Seminole County Indians, which ended up being their only hit on the night. Wiggum led things off on the hill. He lasted 7 innings. He only allowed one hit, one run, and he struck out 14 batters.
Wow.
Dakota McIntyre, Doug Curls, Bud Palmer, and Gunnar Wisham all had one hit to lead the Pelham Hornets. Williams went 1-for-3 at the bat for the Seminole County Indians, being their only hit on the night. So for those of you who don't know, the Hornets have not beaten Seminole County in 10 to 11 years. This is the first time, and this is, I mean, honestly, history for the Hornets. Cale Wiggum threw 7 innings. He only allowed one hit, 14 strikeouts out of the 25 batters faced. He threw 105 pitches. 68 of them were strikes. Gunnar Wisham led with hitting for the night. Went 1-for-1 with a single and 3 walks. 2 stolen bases. Doug Curls went 1-for-4 with a single and 2 scored runs. Dakota McIntyre went 1-for-2 with a single, 1 scored run, and 2 walks. And Bud Palmer was DHing and went 1-for-3 with a single. So basically, the Hornets made history last night, moving on to 4-1-1. The box score reads 0-0 in the first inning. Pelham scored 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the sixth, and final was 4-0. Pelham racked up 4 hits to Seminole County's 1. Pelham had 1 error, and Seminole County had 5 errors. So basically, the Hornets played really good as a team last night and focused up to bounce back after a couple of games that have been really good as well. The Hornets ended up beating, earlier on in the season, ended up beating Chattahoochee County 23-8, Atkinson County 4-3, Mitchell County 17-2, and they ended up losing their first game of the season 13-3 to the number 3 team in the state, Irwin County. Coach Best had a few words on that game. He was trying out a couple of things because it was a non-region game. So, I mean, I respect that. And you have to see what your team's about, basically, in the first few games of the season. So, Pelham will be back at home tomorrow night against Wilcox County at 5:30 p.m. And then they will pick up action next week on Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, they will go to Colquitt, Georgia, to play Miller County. And Thursday, they will play host to Irwin County at 5:30 p.m. So the Miller County game is at 5 p.m. The Irwin County game is at 5:30 p.m. So you have a lot of action coming up soon. If I'm not mistaken, Wilcox County is 1-3 or 2-3, one of the two. And I got a couple of words from pitcher Cale Wiggum from last night's ball game. And Cale said, honestly, it felt like a high-intensity game that I had to keep my head level and focused the whole time, knowing that we had a solid team and everything is coming together to produce positive results. Two, being an away game, he still felt that we had a really supportive fan group. The more fans, the better we play as a team. And three, no matter how far the game is, knowing that the fans wanting to see the Pelham baseball team makes the team stronger. Never can you have too many fans. We will always appreciate the fan support and will continue to show out for the Hornet Nation. So basically, what Cale was saying is he just wants everyone to know that thank you for coming out. I mean, all the upperclassmen want to thank all the fans for showing up, the baseball moms, the baseball dads, and even the coaches for what they're teaching them. I've been a part of this baseball team, and I know all the boys on the baseball team. They're great kids, and I can't wait to see where they go in life. Cale is a phenomenal pitcher. Gunner is a phenomenal outfielder, and you have a lot more players on that team. Defensively, you have Levi Jacobs. You have Jacob Poitevant, Kaz Pickering, Dakota McIntyre, Jackson Willis, and Doug Curls behind the plate, and your star pitcher, Cale Wiggum. I mean, it's a great group of kids, and I can't wait to see where they go in this season. Starting off 4-1-1 is very good, and it just seems like they might have a great season ahead of them.
And I think it's smart that Coach Best, you know, he said it's not a region game, so he just wanted to try some things out. And with doing that, I'm pretty sure he found out some things that with the pitching and even, like, the hitting in the outfield and everything of that manner, he figured out, like, this is a system that works. Beating Seminole County, like you said, Adam, in 10 or 11 years, that's a big thing. And him going in there, being a new coach, and still pretty much probably learning everything again. So that's a smart mindset, as in, you know, this is not a region game. Let's just try to figure this out. And he ends up getting the W, and then he figures out a whole lot more plans to go into the future so they can keep on winning the game. So, I mean, props to him as well. And like you said, Adam, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that are part of the Pelham baseball community. And I'm pretty sure they see that working, that Coach Best is working with them. And hopefully, like you said, they can go pretty far in the season.
And I mean, and not to mention that we had two freshmen start the other night. We had Jake Tucker, who is an eighth grader from last year. He's a freshman this year. And then Bud Palmer was DHing. He went 1-for-3 in a really big region game. And that, honestly, if I'm not mistaken, let me look up the region standings. That should put us in second place or even tied for first, honestly. And let's see. I know we have an undefeated region record. So rankings have not came out yet. Actually, standings, not rankings. So you have Bakenton Charter in first in the region. They are 7-0 wow. overall and 5-0 in the region. Pelham is 1-1-1. With a 3-0 region record. Miller County is behind them with a 3-3 record, 3 wins in the region, 1 loss. Chattahoochee County is 4th at 2-4 with 2-1 in the region. And rounding out that will be Seminole County, 3-4 and 3-2 in the region.
And what did you say Pelham's record was?
Pelham's record is 4-1-1.
And then they're 3-0 in region, you said?
Mm-hmm. With one tie. So that one tie is to Bakenton Charter, and Bakenton's on a 6-game win streak while Pelham is on a 4-game win streak. So
That's probably going to be the game that they play for region. If they play end up playing the region championship, I'm sure those are the top two teams.
Well, see, the thing is that in GHSA is they stopped the whole region tournament thing. They used to have it when we were in 2A, and like how Cairo has it, how they have Shaw, Columbus, Northside Columbus. They play a region tournament at the end, and the top four teams go to state. Well, since you're in Region 1A public, the top four teams make the playoffs. Top eight seeds get a bye. So basically, the region champions will get a bye in the first round, and then it is fend for yourself after that. So right now, Pelham rankings won't come out for about another month or so, maybe half a month, and then we'll know exactly where Pelham is standing. But on March 19th, this is going to be a huge game. Bakington versus Pelham. It's going to be a doubleheader, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure when the games will start. Probably around 4 o'clock. We have lights, so we can play all night. The first game is going to start in the top of the 8th. Pelham is hitting. It's tied 5-5. Top of the 8th. And Cale Wiggum will not be able to pitch because he threw 109 pitches in that game. So he is no longer available to pitch. On the mound for Bakington, they had Spencer Culp in the top of the 8th, and Pelham had Dakota McIntyre in the bottom of the 7th, which will still be on the mound for the Hornets. So that's going to basically probably be the region championship in baseball this year. I'm glad to see this rivalry reunited because it used to be one-sided, but now it's back to even, and I'm glad to see this. But basically, I mean, that's it for tonight's podcast. I mean, just wanted to give a midweek update. Me and Bryce will be at the Wilcox County game tomorrow night in the Hornets baseball field in Pelham, Georgia. If you'd like to ask any questions, you can follow the Facebook page at Sports Talk with Adam. I also have the Pelham Hornets Football Weekly football page, which is over 1,000 people counting. And our Sports Talk with Adam page just hit 60 plus. So we'll get that up there one day. And
I'm getting there.
It's just basically talking about sports. And we'll talk about some bigger sports coming up. And Bryce is a real big Cleveland Browns fan. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And me and Bryce have always had our differences. He's a real big Ohio sports fan. So he's a Ohio State fan, and I'm a Florida fan, so.
We have very good conversations, very interesting conversations, so y'all would want to tune in.
So I can't wait to explain all that to everyone. And
once the season comes around.
Yeah, I mean, we've got about 160 days until college football season, so.
That's too long.
But hopefully we can get Bryce off on some Fridays, and he can help co-host these Pelham football games with me, and we can tune in there and we can talk to the crowd, maybe get some crowd interactions and some coach interviews, and we can get all that stuff going.
There we go.
But tonight, my name is Adam, and this is Sports Talk with Adam, and I want to thank Bryce for coming on the show tonight. And
of course, thanks for having me again.
Bryce is going to be my co-host, so we have some big upcoming podcast coming.
That's right.
I'm gonna have a special guest. I can't tell anyone about him, and I will also have someone from Hornet Nation coming onto the show soon as well. So look forward to that, and I'm possibly talking to an NFL star to talking into coming on the show for just a little bit. You might know him from around Mitchell County, but I'm gonna leave that secret from most of you. But I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and we'll be back next time. And my name's Adam, and this is Bryce, and we'll see you next time.
Hey.